Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
All right, welcome to the Caring Moments Caring podcast brought to you by the Unified Caring Association. You can find us online at unifiedcaring.org. We are a nonprofit organization, and this morning, my good friend Lane is with us. We're going to talk about setting intentions for caring and more in 2021, and 2021 is just kicking off, right, where 2020 left off. So let's see how we can, you know, take this and to be something more intentional and live life by our own design. So, Lane, good morning. How are you? Oh, there he is. He should be. There he is. Good morning,
oh,
Lane.
There I am. Can you hear me? I can hear myself.
I can hear you now.
Just fine.
Yes.
Yeah, good morning,
yes, Karen. Yes.
Welcome to
good
2021.
Morning. Yes, 2021. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. It's very interesting this New Year's because there's a pervasive, that usual hope of New Year's is, okay, this year will be different. And as you let off the show here, well, it's for a lot of people, just not only more of the same, but it's, you know, lockdowns and masks and COVID and, you know, economy and all these things we've been dealing with 2020, they don't magically disappear on December 31st or January 1st. And so reality can bite a little bit, but, you know, there's an antidote to that we're talking about today. And it's the two elements, being intentional for your life, your year, and caring. And so I know we're going to talk about all those in this half hour, but I'm pretty excited about the opportunity out there for all of us to re-envision things, to, you know, kind of start being honest with depression and the anxiety of lockdowns. In particular, if you're in the cities where you're, like my three of my children in the San Francisco Bay Area in lockdowns, it's very, very difficult. Well, as I said, my youngest son, who's an electrical engineer and a complete nerd, he finally is happy that the world's come around to his view. And so he's fine. He doesn't have any problem with the way we're having to live life. But my daughters are, you know, in a different place. And so what a challenge and what an opportunity is the theme I'm starting for this year.
Exactly. I was talking about this with somebody not too long ago, the difference between intentions and goals, because I don't think they are the same thing. I think a goal is like saying, I want to lose 20 pounds by such and such a day, right? So that's my goal, rather than setting a daily intention of being more active, and my goal kind of will achieve itself.
Yeah.
All on it,
yeah.
You know, my desired outcome will be the same, but it's not a goal where I can beat myself up because, you know, whatever reason, whereas it just it's like living on purpose, right, with intention.
Right.
And so
exactly.
Intending, you know, to get more water or to be more active or to eat better, you know, and so I think it's very different from a goal. What do you think?
I think you're making a very important foundational distinction between goal and an intention, and I agree 100% with what you're saying. Goals set us up to fail, and intentions are fluid but you know, as I'm known for, directionally right, roughly correct, is okay. really what intentions are about, right?
Right.
You know, that's what I say all the time, right? Because if we live by intention, our life is amazing. We can weather any of this stuff going on by intention, because we're not locked into a particular outcome that a goal will take us to.
Right.
And actually, one of the articles, so that I agree totally, Karen, what you're saying. And one of the articles we just published very recently, called New Year, New Commitments, by one of our authors, Mona Nyree Stevens, beautiful, talented, you know, gal who is very articulate as well. She took on exactly this thing. Why don't we keep those commitments? And, you know, what she says is two reasons. And she says this in the article. You can get this article at unifiedcaring.org and on the navigation, look at blogs. And this is in the Caring the UCA Way blog. And it's Mona Nyree Stevens, New Year, New Commitments. But she says two things. Number one, most people don't keep their goals somewhere that they can see every day and remind them constantly. We could take that up to most people don't set intentions where goals emerge from so that you can see them every day. And why not put the intentions up there to see every day? And so the second thing she says, why two key reasons why people don't keep commitments is people don't break down their resolutions, read that as intentions, into bite-sized chunks for weekly, monthly, quarterly achievement. That's where the goals come in. So in our language,
right.
It's set the intentions and then break it down in bite-sized chunks, but don't beat yourself up because this week I didn't meet the, you know, 2 pounds removed or whatever the case.
Right. Well, you know, it reminds me of an old saying, and then my dad used to say to me, and I still use today even with my kids, and it's, you know, when they're faced with a big problem, and it's, well, how do you eat an elephant? Not that anybody would, but you know,
yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
you can't eat it in one bite. Everything has to be broken down when you're faced with, you know, big things like this, especially as you're envisioning your future, you know, and that just becomes
yeah.
like the elephant in the room, and we argue with ourselves and we don't feel that we're worthy for a lot of the things that we want, and we always feel that somebody else is always going to have more, somebody, you know, and it's like it's
mm-hmm.
it is stopping paying attention to who has what, right, and trying to
yeah.
live up to somebody else's standard. And it really is getting in touch, you know, for lack of a better phrase,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. with your own desire, with your own intention.
Right.
So, and I think that that's paramount in truly living becoming a custodian of the caring movement.
Yes.
Is you know, learning that your life is a whole bunch of different. It's a whole bunch of different scenarios that play out in a myriad of different ways. And then when we just tunnel vision ourselves for this is the goal we want, we're kind of shutting off 8,000 other ways in which the goal can come, which I think is another
yeah,
reason
and
why they fail.
I totally agree with
right.
what you're saying. I'll add one other thing, too. Oftentimes, we don't have a clue of what the real most exciting goal should be or could be. I always use the phrase, what will unfold? You know, because if we're just, none of us are that smart to know what the goal really should be, given all the things that can happen. But an intention is fluid. An intention sets the direction and helps us to be able to move through a series of goals that accomplish things we couldn't even imagine. And that is pretty spectacular way to start re-envisioning yourself. And at New Year's, this new month and new year, what a great opportunity. It's just a time-based way that collectively we all seem to say, well, what's this year going to be about? Well, how about this time work on intentions and then break that down, as Mona talks about, into bite-sized chunks, that those are your goals.
Right. Exactly.
You said something else, too, really important, Karen, I wanted to emphasize. So you know, this, not even knowing where we're at. And, you know, if we're going to, especially for our members, those who want to join, be a part of the caring movement, that, you know, we talk about being custodians of the caring movement, be a custodian, be in the caring movement. Well, that means you got to, you know, keep taking care of yourself. Self-care is very important. And service, that you're providing caring, gives meaning to that self-care. It takes both working in tandem. You got to, you know, your cup's got to be filling up in order to pour more out, is one aspect. And the reason for pouring the cup out, which makes it empty to fill it back up, is this service, perhaps this caring that you want to do. So there's another tool that we wanted to highlight on today's show, and that comes from Melissa Aparicio, who's another of our writers, and her recent article, also published on the Caring the UCOA blog. That's, again, at unifiedcaring.org under our blogs. Under the self-care topic, she has offered the end-of-year life audit, and it goes through mind, body, and spirit. And it's a cool way. It just reminded me when you're giving your last intro, Karen, that if we can go through this exercise to look at these just very basic areas of our life and say, well, am I happy with where I am with body, with mind, with my spirit? You can go into other areas as well, but this is a great starter. So when you get to the end of the year, the start of the year, do a life audit. For example, would it be helpful if I give examples in all three areas, Karen?
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay. Well, let me do that right from Melissa's work, because I think it's pretty profound. You know, with body, for instance, we all have this idea of pursuing perfection, but it's not about perfection or maintaining an ideal. It's about really being in touch. So she offers five questions. How did I care for and treat my body with respect this year? That mean 2020. Well, we all had a big challenge on that one. You know, I think the collective population of the world just increased in its weight, you know, and less healthy. So that'll be a big. How have I neglected or overlooked the well-being of my body? Are my eating habits nourishing me or depleting me? What's the distance between how I want to physically feel versus how I realistically feel in my body today? And what is one simple change I can commit to in support of my physical body? And that one change you would word as an intention, like we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
The mind area is important too. So how, on the mind side, mind audit, how much time do I spend behind the screen? You know, like that screen time is really will numb out your brain. So, you know, how much time do you spend? When was the second question? When was the last time I learned a new skill or picked up a hobby? What a fantastic time during lockdown to pick up a whole new skill. How about learn a language?
Right.
How about, you know, go to Audible books or what, you know, whatever the case is, but you know, pick up a new skill or a new hobby. Have something you always wanted to do that you haven't done as a hobby. Now's the time. Or do that side gig as well, too. You know, side hustle. That's all good. Third question, are my most consistent activities helping me grow or feel stuck? Next one is, when was the last time I had a compelling conversation? And finally, what's one way I can invite higher quality stimulation to my mind and life? Wow. Higher quality stimulation to mind and life. Whew.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful.
I know. That's amazing.
Powerful.
Yeah,
I absolutely
love Melissa and what she is putting out. And, you know, one thing I would also add to the mind one.
Yeah.
And when was the last time I allowed myself to have fun?
Oh,
right?
Wow. Well, you're right about that. Yeah. Exactly. That is so important. And as we have all heard from you for many years, laughter is always your intention for every year. And a million laughs, I believe, is the specific intention that you have. So you've gone from intention to goal. Is there? I mean, what, you got to have a lot of fun to be laughing that much, Karen.
Well, yeah, and you got to find humor in the mundane too, you know. And it's
right.
And I think it's, you know, having just been through, you know, a real tragic event with a passing in the family, it, you know, there's nothing more stressful in all of this, and your loved one being in a hospital and passing away, not from COVID, but due to COVID lockdown rules, you can't even be with them. And you know,
mm-hmm.
as they've passed. And I think that is something that is probably the most stressful and sad on so many levels, that you were, you know, possibly robbed of an opportunity to say goodbye or be there with somebody when they passed. But then looking at that moment collectively and knowing that it is happening to you, it's happening to other people, death is something we can never escape anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But then as they, as we all came together, even in the sadness, finding stories, you know, the love that we carry with us forever for this person who has just passed, and then sitting around and just, you know, talking. And you get through, you know, I can't believe this happened. And, I mean, you go through, it's like, it's, again, that elephant, you're breaking it down. And then you get to the joy that they existed. And you begin to celebrate that they were. And then it takes a whole new, different dimension into, even though it's a very sad, somber time, but you're able to ease it, at least for a few moments, to,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, to ease the stress in your body by finding humor even in a sad thing like that. And I think we all had a lot of really good belly laughs looking back at, you know, the years, you know what I mean? And,
yeah,
you know, whether
it's important.
And, you know, and so it is something to, you know, with reverence anyway, to be able to have a memory that makes your heart sing, and then you let that be your intention to just let your heart be happy.
I love that. That's a beautiful expression. It is, and it's so important. We're all dealing with the elements of this, and you know, this, you know, it feeds right into the next part of the life audit from Melissa, and that's the topic of spirit, which she talks about as being a state of our joy in the depth of our love. And what you're doing is, you know, where's joy come? Where's spirit? Well, spirit feels alive through laughter, through our relationships, maybe connecting with nature, connecting with our heart, you know, all these aspects. And what you just described was, you know, this need to honor someone who's passed. And for those of us remaining, the need to really check in on our spirit, which doesn't get done a lot of times in the rush and the tragic, difficult situation of a loved one passing and you can't be there due to the COVID restrictions and practices. You know, that takes even more intention than on our spirit.
It does.
So Melissa offers, Melissa's five questions for us. I'll just round that out since I started it. She says, first, do my relationships, families, friends, and community feel satisfying?
Mm-hmm.
Second, when was the last time I went into nature alone? Well, nature, by the way, is not off limits. You can go into nature. That's great exercise. But nature gives us so much to our spirit. So when's the last time you went alone, even, to really fill up, not be distracted, not to have the need or dependency of something else, just to be fed by nature, which is abundantly willing to give you all you want. The third is, what kind of thoughts do I have first thing upon waking up and last before going to bed? Now that, on this intentional side, Karen, you and I have talked about this many times before, that first thought that first gratitude thought, in my case, I try to make sure it's a gratitude thought in waking up and I'm going to bed. They're so powerful for intention. So when you write your intention down for the year, you know, have that right by your bedside. When you wake up, look at it, read it, feel it. When you go to bed, do the same thing. That's what Melissa's talking about. Very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm. It is very powerful.
Yeah, maybe even one of the most powerful here. But the fourth is, what is one thing I wish I could do but feel nervous about? What do you think her question's getting at there, Karen?
Well, I think it is about growing and expanding and looking for forward movement, but, you know, kind of feeling like they're stuck in the mire.
Mm, right. So fear can hold us back. I understand. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. So what in our spirit wants to fly. It doesn't want to be held back in fear.
Right.
That makes sense.
Right.
And the final, you know, the practical three things I'm grateful for and why. We just talked about gratitude. I must have looked ahead on the list. But, you know, Melissa gave everybody a really simple, great tool to start the year. And that part that you, Karen, brought up right at the start of the show. So what is it we want to know about ourselves and take forward? What do we want to be different and intentional in this year? So for all of us, of course, here in the show, it's about caring and custodians of the caring movement. We as an organization have done a lot to pivot into caring and community, adding to children, animals, reinforcing elderly as areas. Well, there's so much our members have available to them. If you're not a member, check it out, unifiedcaring.org, because you're going to get help with self-care and care for family and friends as just by being a member. There's a huge number of benefits, you know, for a very small price. And then you also are being supported and called upon to move into caring action in your community with other people. And maybe the world, if that's your focus. And so, you know, when you get your member, there's a whole community section. And in that community section, and for the organization itself, we talk about the caring movement. And we talk about what you can do for children, animals, reinforcing elderly, or anything else that you want to focus on and that your community has as most urgent needs. And so in your intentions, I encourage people, and I do this for myself, is have something for me and something for giving back, something for service, something for caring. And this caring movement is huge. We need it more than ever, Karen. I mean, this is the time now. Whether you do it through unifiedcaring.org and the 170,000 members that are there, or you find your pathway, you join somebody else, any of our partners that work tremendously in this area, you know, those we sponsor, it doesn't matter because it's all the caring movement. And so I really, really invite everybody to find their part in the caring movement. That's what shifts what's going on in our world today, not just in your community, not just in this country, but in the world, brought on by COVID-19, but brought on in a bigger, bigger picture as well. We just need more caring.
I agree. I think the great pause, to coin a phrase from a good friend, Mona, at Thanksgiving time, the great pause, that we have seen exactly, we've been exposed to exactly the need for the caring movement. Worldwide, not just here, but it needs to, should be a global movement. And what I really, really love about the memberships at Unified Caring, two things. Number one is that the benefits are utterly amazing for the individual. But I don't know if our members know or even if any of our listeners know, we also do corporate memberships, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
what
exactly.
A great thing for like our members, if they could go to their human resource department and see about getting a corporate membership for everybody, you know,
absolutely,
and for everybody in the company, because it really is a great tool. There are so many benefits with regard to the association with that UCA. The blogs really help, and it just keeps growing and growing. And you know, the caring support during turbulent times, helpful ideas, information, and tools during this pandemic. You know, to you know, all the individual goodies that you receive from the membership, self-care, health, seniors, children, pets, savings galore everywhere. I mean, it's such an incredible organization, and the core is, of course, the care, the children, animals, reforestation, and elderly with our custodian partners.
Absolutely, very well spoken, and thank you for that. Because one of the things is Unified Caring is a gem out there, in my experience, my opinion. And if you need at any time to be filled up personally, a family friend needs something, there are materials to support, to inspire. There are resources. There's information something's going to be that spark or that piece of information you didn't have. You're having, health challenges. Well, go in, our members go in, they have health check tools. They have a complete medical information library access. They have, there's all those tools. But then take it up to a place when you can give back, when something comes right into your space to act on, there's the resources, there's members helping members in communities, there's tools, there's the experience that we collectively as an association do these work for children, animals, reforcing the elderly, and which we highlight in this show and blogs on the site. So, one thing you could do is to check an intention. If you have an intention for caring, go check out unifiedcaring.org. Honestly, there's no better place to start filling up and making your own intentional choice what you want to be for 2021 and where you want to contribute. What do you want to do in your community?
Right. You know, there's the old saying that you don't have to see the whole road. All you got to do is take the first step.
Yeah, that's it. Directionally right, roughly correct, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly. It's just the intention. You don't have to know how you're going to get there. You just have to trust that you are. Right? Faith.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
You know, and it is, you know, living. I think intentions embolden us to live life on purpose. You know,
yeah,
and we should
exactly
set them every day. And I totally agree with one for you and one for community, right? And you know, how can I be of service today? You know, those are just I desire to be of service today.
Yeah.
I desire to find something
to
laugh about. I mean, just
as
simple and easy, and poof, you're done. You don't have to stress about anything. You just go on with your day and watch what shows up. I think it's incredible.
Exactly.
But we have about 10 seconds left, Lane. Or no,
yeah,
that's
so
a lot. We have 60. We have 60 left.
Oh, well, we got time. We got the whole world here. Hey, so I would just say, if you want to join, be a member, welcome. And there's so much for you. If you're not ready, just go to unifiedcaring.org. You look at the first two tabs. Get into the action. That tells you what you're going to get. In turbulent times that you mentioned, Karen, there's a huge number. You don't have to be a member to get all these tools, the inspiration, the resources, the stories. You listen to previous radio shows, and there's an entire positive news feed just on that one page that we update just about daily. So check out Turbulent Times on unifiedcaring.org. It's going to give you a good sense for who we are and what you can get.
I agree. It's a wealth of information for everybody, members and non-members alike. So, I mean, it is, it's an amazing. So check it out, unifiedcaring.org. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Time goes by so fast. Enjoy your day. Have a blessed weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. And that is all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll check in with you next time.